So, hey, everybody, you're on Voices from the Front Lines. Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. It's a public affairs hour. I think you know Voices from the Front Lines is a show about people trying to make social revolution, which means people on the front lines of the battle. It's not primarily about people who are thinking about things or talking about things. It's about people who are doing things. So we have an interesting brother here on the show today. His name is J.R. Valray. He's the Minister of Information for Block Report Radio, which is on KPFA in the Bay Area. I think the first thing, JR, is that I've heard that you're trying to do a lot of work at the intersection of rap, hip-hop, popular culture, and revolutionary black politics. Where did that synthesis start within in your own mind?
Well, I think that culture and politics always went together. And I think whether you talk about people like Nat Turner being a part of the church, whether you talk about Harriet Tubman using spirituals, whether you talk about Malcolm X, you know, having a relationship with people like Billie Holiday and a lot of the jazz musicians of their time, and the Panthers also having a relationship with people like the Last Poets, Gil Scott-Heron, Nina Simone, Richard Pryor. So hip-hop is just the generation that I'm born of. So that's, you know, the culture of today that's speaking to, I don't like saying just the young people because I'm in my 30s, but the younger adults of today.
Well, obviously, in every effort at revolutionary culture, the revolutionaries come forward quickly, then the system rejects it, then the system sees it picks up support, and the system co-opts it. And so you're more than aware than I am about the mass materialism of some of hip-hop. When you start with Dead Prez or whoever you like, what's the struggle now to win consciousness among young people away from rampant materialism, homophobia, not paying attention? How do you get people to use popular culture to raise popular consciousness?
Well, I think you first have to raise their consciousness. And I think that in order to raise people's consciousness, you have to be a vehicle out there in the community and be among people. You can't be at some elitist position. You know, I'm from Oakland, California, and you know, I'm in the streets. I have a family that's from the neighborhood, East Oakland and West Oakland. And I know a lot of people. I don't depend on my radio show to necessarily get at people in my neighborhood. That just amplifies the work that we're doing. I don't think that it substitutes the work that we're doing in the community.
Well, our organization, Labor Community Strategy Center, works on the theory of what we call counter-hegemonic demands. We try to put out ideas that shake you up, that go up against the dominant ideology. We have demands like free the U.S. 2 million prisoners. We want the social welfare state, not the police state. We don't want no cars in L.A. What are some of the things what are some of the revolutionary ideas that you want to put out that you want other people to pay attention to?
Well, we think that health care should be free. We see what's going on in black and brown neighborhoods and the lack of health care, the lack of knowledge of our bodies. We think education should be free. In countries like Libya, before it was overthrown, stuff like that was free. Places like Cuba. We think also the end of the war on drugs as well as the war on the black and brown community through incarceration. I think those are definitely two demands. Freedom for all political prisoners, and I don't just mean Black Panther political prisoners, but including people like Mumia Abu-Jamal, Imam Jamil Alameen, Leonard Peltier, and the likes, but also people who are victims of these drug wars, people who are just victims of police profile in our community in general. So, you know, I come from a school of thought of people like Malcolm X, people like the Black Panther Party. And that's where I get a lot of my political ideology from.
Well, you know, if you go on our website, www.voicesfromfrontlines.com, I think you're going to see that there's a growing emphasis on the issue of black political prisoners. So I've done two interviews with Mumia Abu-Jamal. I'm working on a guy, I don't know if you've heard of Russell Maroon Schultz, who's just done a book, Maroon the Implacable, and we're going to do an event in L.A. on June 27th to get attention that he's been in solitary for 30 years. How do you deal with, in the community, people saying to you that you're overstating the danger of the police and you don't understand the benefit of the police?
Well, luckily, I don't have that problem in my community. you know, we don't have to stress the danger. I live in the same community that Oscar Grant was murdered in. Use that BART station that he, the train station that he was killed in regularly, from my house to wherever I'm going. I live in the same neighborhood as Lavelle Mixon, who killed four police officers and shot a fifth one after they killed him. You know, I live in neighborhoods where the battle is very pronounced. It's not a war of propaganda like it is in some neighborhoods where the bullets are not flying. East Oakland, California is one of the most violent places on the West Coast, definitely behind places like Los Angeles. But for up north, it's one of the most violent places, Richmond, Hunters Point, East Oakland, West Oakland. So, you know, we can point to those recent happenings. It's not some like abstract politic that we even have to pull to get people. It's very in your face in the black neighborhood, everywhere, because, I mean, we know about DeAndre Brunson right here in Los Angeles in Compton, and we know, you know, about a number of other cases of police terrorism around the country, and I'm not talking about 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s. I'm talking about 2000s and 2010s.
Well, one of the things, I just want to roll this a little bit more, that you know, I've lived in several black communities, and I remember once somebody knocking on my door and saying, you know, there's a lot of crime in the community, and we're all forming a neighborhood watch because Sergeant so-and-so is going to come. He's going to teach us how to look out for crime. He's going to teach us how to spy on each other, which is great because then, you know, we'll be able to stop the crime. And I said, well, I don't want to participate in that. And she says, why? Have you committed a crime? Are you afraid of the police? What have you done? Maybe we should investigate you. So while you're right about that, a lot of people see it. I mean, aren't you at least aware that there's a debate still in the community and that the police are doing pretty aggressive counterinsurgency? They're knocking on the door as community organizers, too. Have you found that, and what are you doing to challenge it?
They knock on the door of nonprofit pimps, but real community real community organizers know where the line of demarcation in the community really is. And yes, even with the Oscar Grant struggle, you know, there were people bought off and stuff like that. But I mean, it's very pronounced. I mean, you shouldn't be able to kill us with impunity and without accountability in our community. And I mean, I guess it's all about how you respond to people's wording. It's not a big discussion with me, because when someone comes and says that, the first question I would ask them is, what about all the innocent victims? What about all the quote-unquote collateral damage? Black people, brown people, innocent people in general who are just mowed down. And I mean, right here with Dorner, what happened to the people that the Los Angeles Police Department killed? We never heard anything else about them. So, I mean, the question I will put back on those people and ask, well, who is the criminal? Is the criminal the person who may get caught, or is it the person who we know who it is and is not going to be held accountable by any means? Who's the biggest criminal?
Well, I'm convinced, but I was convinced before. Do you have your own site?
Block, B-L-O-C-K, Report Radio.
BlockReportRadio.com.
Yes, sir.
On KPFA. Check him out. He's a filmmaker. He does a lot of work with music. Very outspoken. It's very nice to have you on the show, and let's talk again.
No doubt, man. Well, thank you for the invitation, you and Jeff. And we appreciate it.
All right. Take good care.
Thank you.